So we pick up at the very top of Daf 36, Daf Lamed Vav, and we had been discussing what a person says. We said if a person, even though he's forbidden to benefit from someone, that person can sacrifice. We said kine zavot, you know, zavin zavot, woman after childbirth, as well as a sin offering and a guilt offering. Okay, and you can teach him midrash and halacha, but we're only going to get to that bit tomorrow. Today really is going to be focusing on the different sacrifices, and we just started discussing yesterday who's agents are the Kohanim. Are they our agents? Are they Hashem's agents? And we came to a situation. It says that we assume that it must be agents of heaven because they can sacrifice as offerings on these people's behalf. And we said no, it doesn't say all offerings. It specifically mentions those that are mechusa kapara, those that are just missing a lack of atonement. And we brought a situation from Rabbi Yochanan, says everyone needs knowledge except from the fact of those people, except for those people who just need a certain level of atonement. They've gone through a process, they've gone to the mikveh, they may have shaved the hair off their body, if in the case of a mutura and the like, and what they need, all they need is a last qualifying sacrifice to be able to come into the Beit HaMikdash. So at that point of view, you are allowed to do that. Why? Because we quote a Zot Torat Hazav. This is the Torah of the Zav, and it says that even if what we learned from there was that even a young child can be brought, korban can be brought for them, so even without their knowledge. So that is where we are. That is what we are talking about. And also we said that a woman needing after childbirth, we said that is a case where an offering can be brought on her behalf, because all she needs is a certain amount of atonement. That's all she needs. All right. So now, Mativ Rav Shibi Ba'aba, Rav Shimi Ba'aba asks the following question at the top of the daf. Im haya kohen v'zureik alav dam chatat v'dam ashamo. What happens if the person who said that they can't, you can't get benefit from, we've got two kohanim over here, if he is a kohen, he's allowed that kohen, or maybe if just the person from whom he is forbidden from getting benefit from, he is a kohen, that kohen can sprinkle the blood of his chatat, okay, his sin offering, as well as the blood of his asham, the guilt offering as well. So we see that a kohen can do all the avodot, all the services for those, and even though people are prohibited from getting benefit from him, even with it seemingly with the knowledge, which goes against what we said yesterday, and so dam chato shel metzora v'dam ashamo shel metzora. No, what are we talking about here? Specifically, not any chatat, not a general case of chatat, of a sin offering, and not a general case of a guilt offering. Specifically, the chatat offering, the sin offering of a mitzora, and so too the guilt offering of a mitzora. Okay, and that is also just another example of an offering for someone who's just lacking atonement. Mechusei kapara, diktiv zot turat, zot tie turat matura. So we use that phrase zot tie turat, and we'd use it with zot turat azav, zot turat ayuledet, and zot turat zot tie tiat matura. So we use that same phrase in all of these three cases to teach you. In all of those cases, orders it ban gadol, ban katan, whether it is a an adult Metzora who needs, who has got doubt, who has got knowledge, or else it's a minor one who by definition does not have complete mental faculties and therefore does not have halakhic doubt, does not have halakhic understanding. So therefore, in all of these cases, we have these special teachings to teach us that it can be offered even without the person's knowledge. And therefore, so there's no, once there's no knowledge required, then the concept of him acting as an agent is irrelevant from that point of view, because a young child, we'd had even the case I think a few days ago where it says you have to be careful of tzaraat, and then we said even with a baby you'd be allowed to do a circumcision on a baby if the tzaraat was there. I think we had that a few days ago if I'm thinking about this Gemara. Okay, so that is another exception. The Gemara tries again. It's none. What about in a Mishnah? It says, and there's a Mishnah talking about pigle, all right? And kakonim she piglu b'migdash. So what is pigle? Pigle is an intention that the Kohen has during one of the four different essential sacrificial services. What is that? That is shkita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. Shechting the animal, killing the animal, as well as catching the blood of the animal, walking with the animal's blood to the altar, and throwing it on the altar. All right. And if you had intention that some form of consumption, either the burning of the meat or else the eating of the meat, is going to be done after the allocated time, that is called pigle, all right? And then we learn that if a Kohen goes and deliberately does this, pigle mikdash, mezidin chayavin. If he does it on purpose, if he's a Kohen and he comes along, he knows there's someone who he doesn't like, and he has, dafka has the wrong intention for that person, in that situation, I suppose you'd tell him, listen, you know, you brought me the sacrifice, but I made sure to make it unable to continue. Okay, because once you have that intention, the whole sacrifice is null and void. So, assuming in this situation that the person, the Kohen, had that intention, if he did it on purpose, then he is chayav. In other words, he has to replace it, because otherwise, a guy would you'd never be able to sacrifice, because the Kohen who didn't like you would always jump in and mess up your sacrifice for you. So, you need the sacrifice offered properly. So, if you did it on purpose, we penalize him and say that if you did it intentionally, you knew you were doing something wrong, well, then you have to pay back that amount. All right, so that would stop them doing such a thing. Hi, Shogin. And if you did it by mistake, then Peturin, then they are exempt from punishment. So it says Ella she pukulin, all right. But anyway, she pugulan. But what are we saying? In any case, what the story is, shepugulan pigol, whatever the intent, at least we see here that someone, a Kohen, has intention for something, and it has an effect on the owner. So here we see that you are acting as the agent of the person, because the intention that you have reflects back to the person who sent you. All right, and that shows it as pigol. So, and that's what the Gemara says. It just spells it out. Yamata bishlama shluchei dishma. If you can say that, actually, it's not the way I said it. If you would say, it is the way, sorry. If you would say they are agents of heaven, then what we're saying is that if their intention comes in, that's why it's independent of the one coming to bring the offering. So therefore, it is pigle. However, ela miata shlukan didan havu. If you say that they are the agents of the person, it's opposite of what I'd said. Sorry, it is. If you say they are the agents of that person, am I pigulan pigle? Why indeed would that pigle be a pigle? Because, as we said, this is done unintentionally. So why would we attribute that pigle intention to the person before? Because the person's got the right to say laimale, the agent. agent, if you call him an agent, or the principal, sorry, would say to the agent, Laimalei, Shlukei, Shavitach, Latkune, Velo, Lavute, right? I designated you to be an agent to do things properly and not to mess things up for me. Why did you mess it up for me? That's a problem. Okay, so so it surely proves that they are agents of heaven. Amri, no, Shani, Gabe, Pigol. No, different with regard to Pigol. Why Pigol is a special exception? Damakra, the verse says, law, Yechashav law. It should not be thought of for him. In other words, it should not count for him. Mikomakom. In any case, it doesn't make a difference if you do it, even without the consent of the owner as well. So therefore, again, we leave it as unanswered as to exactly whose agents they are. The Gemara in Kedushin does come to an answer and really says that they are the agents of both, actually, heaven and ours. I think that's the understanding in Kedushin. Any case, going back to a statement that we had yesterday, Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, called Srikin Dat, Chutz Mechusa Kapara. Everyone needs intention when you offer these sacrifices, except for those that are lacking atonement. All right? Sherei Adam, Mevi Korban Al Banav, Val Benotav HaKatanim, because you can bring it certain offerings or offerings to just for young boys and young girls that are lacking atonement. All right, otherwise there's no way they'd be atoned for. All right, so you can bring an offering on their behalf, even though they don't understand what's going on. Okay, Ella Miata. So therefore, we say Yavi Adam Chatat Chelev Al Chaveiro. So maybe you would say, listen, a person can bring a Chatat Chelev. A Chatat Chelev is just standard Chatat. Just that the way the Gemara discusses it just is a Chatat Chelev. It means for someone eating forbidden fat. That's a very good example. And when the Gemara says Chatat, it just says a Chatat Chelev. That's generally what would happen. A person would be eating something and he'd realize that he'd been eaten, he just ate forbidden fat, and therefore he'd have to bring this chatat, this sin offering. Okay, so it doesn't specifically mean a chatat kailev, but it means a general chatat, a general sin offering, but an example, the most likely example. All right, so that's what it means. Ele yavi adam chatat chaylev. A person can bring a chatat al chaveiro for his friend, even without his knowledge. Okay, the same way shekan adam avi al eshto shota krebi yuda. So too, if a man's wife is not of sound mind, she is mentally incompetent, like Rabbi Yehuda, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda, even though we said it was Rav Nachman that Rabbi Yochanan says this, but then that was the quote yesterday. But we also just had the statement of Rabbi Yehuda yesterday as well, which we said a man could bring an offering on behalf of his wife, and if he is wealthy and she is not, it goes according to the way he does it, because he wrote her in Ketubah that he would bring it for her. Okay, so even though we quoted Rabbi Yochanan, we say it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's the same idea, because a man's bringing it on behalf of his wife. So therefore, we say, it's the same way a man can bring an offering for his wife, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Why can't a person bring a chatat for his friend who needs it? Alama ama Rabbi Laza. So what did Rabbi Laza says? Hey, ifrish chatat chaylev al chaveiro. If you separate a chatat of chaylev for your friend, lo asa klum. You have not done anything. In other words, if you have to bring a sin offering, as you have to bring a sin offering, someone can't help you out, as it were, and separate it on your behalf and send it through the sacrificial process on your behalf. You can't do that. that. And the Gemara says, but for a wife that is not of sound mind, it does work. So, you know, how can you do that? So Gemara says, no, ishto shota hakidami. Exactly what are we talking about when your wife is not of sound mind? So what exactly is the case? Id achlu kashi shota. If she ate when she was not of sound mind, lo bat korbani, then she is not. She doesn't have to bring an offering at all. Because if you don't have halakhically sound mind, well, then you're not responsible for your actions in any way whatsoever. Therefore, that can't be the case. Ila achla kushi pikachat v'nishtata. And what happens if she ate it when she was of sound mind? She was compass mentis. However, then she went mad thereafter. Then, hi, I'm a Rabbi Yirmiah, I'm a Rabbi Abayi, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. In the name, ultimately, of Rabbi Yochanan, it was said, Achal Chalev Hefrish Korban. A person ate this forbidden fat, and then he separated his sacrifice, Mishtateh. And then he goes mad, something happens in his brain, and he is not of sound mind anymore. Evchazar Venit Pasa, Nis Tapa. And then afterwards he gets healed. So he had a temporary bout of insanity, and then he became lucid again. Pasul, that is pasul. You are exempt from anything. That sacrifice is pasul because u'il nidke yidke, because at one time it was pushed aside from being offered on the altar, i.e., when the woman went mad, and therefore that offering has got a blemish essentially on it now. It's considered pushed aside from the altar, and therefore Yidke, and then carries on and gets pushed aside. So therefore, what are we talking about? That sin offering that you bring for your wife is not a standard sin offering. Okay, because that would, you know, because we can't find a case for that. So it must be, as we said before, it must be a case of a woman that has just gone through childbirth, and now is all she needs is a thing of mechusa kapara. All she needs is missing that last leg of atonement, as we just proved yesterday today as well, that kind of person doesn't need full awareness. So that is what we are talking about there. So now the Gemara says, Elamiata, if you're using that analogy, Yavi Adam Korban Pesach, not Korban Pesach, but just Pesach Al Chavero, but it is. Why doesn't a person, isn't he allowed to bring a Pesach offering for his friend? The same way, because a person can bring a Pesach offering for his young children as well. They don't have to be registered. Okay? It says, Alama Am Rabbi Laza. So what did Rabbi Laza say? Hefrish Katat Al Chaveiro Lo Asa Klum. So, you know, because we assume, sorry, I don't want to jump the gun. It says you can bring an offering for your young children. So that proves that you can offer, that there's no doubt needed, because they don't have halakhic competent knowledge, and you can do it for them. Why did Rabbi Laza say, then why can't you separate a chatat for your friend? You haven't done anything. So Rabbi Zaira answers, Se levet avot, lav dorata. A lamb for each father's house, the Pasuk says, which means that all the members of a house, including your young children, are included and registered with you. In other words, so that is, they don't require knowledge for that. Obviously, your young children don't need knowledge. You've got a three-year-old that's going to eat the Korban Pesach. He obviously got no knowledge whatsoever. He just eats, and that's a story. Okay, but that is Lav Dorata, the bring your children into it is not a halakhic, is not from the Torah. It says, Mimai, how do you know that from? Midit Nan, as we learned in the Mishnah. Homer Levanav Harani Shokait Tapesach Almi Shiale Michem Rishon Yushlam. A person says to his young children, I'm shechting the Pesach offering on behalf of whoever comes to Jerusalem first. Okay, he's going to be the winner, etc., and he's going to be able to eat eat. And it says, it says, Kevan, Shechnis, Rishon, Rusho, Verubo. As the minute the first one gets most of his head and body inside Jerusalem, Zachar Bechelko, he gets his Chelek. Alright? Mezake et Achiv Imo. And all the other brothers come along with him. Viamata Selevite, if you say Selevite, right? If you say this concept of having a lamb for the household is on a Torah obligation, then what we'd have Al Bisra Vekai Mizaka Elihu. How does he register everyone else? If he says, if he comes first, how does he register everyone else? So in other words, really what we have here is a situation, though it's not Dorata, because he comes along and does it. We're going to see. So the Gemara says, Ela Lama Lahu Dama Lahon Vuhon. So why, you know, if you say it's got no significance, why did the father even say such a thing to them? Kadei Lazazan B'mitzvot. No, the father just wanted to encourage them in mitzvot. He just wanted them to get excited about it and do it, these mitzvot with you know, speed, alacrity, etc. Taninam. And we also learned this in Abrata, Maase Haya Vakadmu, but not Lavanim. There was an incident that happened, and the daughters came before the sons. Vinitza, Benot, Zrizot, and the daughters were considered to be, you know, do things with alacrity. It says, Vanim, Shvalim, and the sons were found to be lazy. In other words, it just kind of proves that even with a Pesach, your young children, there's no concept of da'at with them. The father does it really and includes him on his behalf, and therefore it's not that the young children gave you permission, and therefore you could sacrifice a Pesach offering on behalf of someone else. Okay, quoting the Mishnah again, and now we move away from sacrifices and we move on to the next part of the Mishnah, which is Truma. A person can, even though he's forbidden to get benefit from another person, he said A says, I'm not getting any benefit from B. B can go ahead and separate the person. So now the question is, Ibalum Hatzoraim Mishalo Al Shel Chaveiro. All right. So what happens if and here we are talking where A can't get benefit from B, and now B has got truma in his field. He's got untithed produce. What can he do? Hatzoraim Mishalo Al Shel Chaveiro, and can B take and set aside truma for on behalf of A? Tzrik Dat. Dato or law. Does he need the knowledge and consent of the owner or not? Okay, me and Renan. On the one hand, Kavan, Zukutu law. On the one hand, it's a beneficial for A to do. I don't think this is a case actually of where you've forbidden benefit from someone. I think this is just a standard question. It's a broad question. Can you separate truma of your own truma on someone else's behalf? There is a rule that if you are separating truma, you can't separate truma on I can't walk into your field and separate your truma without your knowledge. You have to make me an agent. You have to be aware and consent to that, because you can't just separate something that is not yours. But yeah, the question is slightly different because of the fact that you are separating something that is yours. Can you, you know, it's a rikdat or law. Do you need the knowledge or not? And me, I mean, on the one hand, kavandus kutu law, because now this truma is being separated, and that's a benefit for the person. Lord Trick Dat, you don't need Dat, because there's a concept of Zachin Adam Shelo Bafanav, right? You can benefit a person even when he's not aware, not in front of him, i.e. when he's not aware of it. Or Dilma, or what do we say? Mitzvah delay, and or else do we say that person that is, you separate the Trum on above, maybe it's his mitzvah, Venicha, or maybe he wants to do the mitzvah, and you're taking the mitzvah away from him. Okay, so those are the two sides of the story. Tashma, let's try and use our Mishnah as a proof. Tereim et trumatav. It says if someone is forbidden from benefits, no, that person can separate truma on his behalf. Ve'et masrutav ledato, and he can separate his maser also on his behalf, but it says midato, as long as it's with his knowledge, okay, he knows about it. And again, we have a similar kind of question as we did before. In what sense are we talking about? If you say that it's the owner's produce and the owner of the produce told you to go ahead and separate it, it says ledato deman. You know, whose dat do we need in that situation? Obviously, ilayma dato, if you say it's with the knowledge of the one separating the produce, delay. You know, that's it's quite clear. Delay man shaveh shlech. You know, so that's it. If you say with the one of he's got the knowledge of doing it. He hasn't got a right to do it. In other words, he separates with his knowledge. What does knowledge mean? Means that B comes along and separates the produce of A, and if it's all A's produce, he's not entitled to do that. As we said, it's not his produce, so therefore he's not an agent. So therefore, if you swap it out, Ela dat debal hakri, if you say it's according to the knowledge of the owner of the pile of grain, it says v'hai. So what happens in this situation? He's benefiting the owner, because he's fulfilling his agency by doing such a thing. So what happens is, it must be a case of he's separating his own produce, B separating his own produce on behalf of A. Okay, that demand. So therefore, so it must be if it's did I miss out words there? So whose dat it must be? If he's doing it from his produce and on the owner of the thing, the dat or the man. So whose knowledge has he got? Ilema debalakri. If you say it's a knowledge of the owner of the pile, hi kamahanile. So he's benefiting him. Elalav la date denafshe. So B is separating it on behalf of Mishalor Terem. He separates it on his own behalf. Al shel chaveiro, and he's separating on behalf of A. So imata tzrik dat. And if you'd say that the knowledge is needed for A, hi kamahanile. So then surely if A gets the benefit from it, then he should enjoy it, and therefore should benefit from it. And then if he's forbidden to get benefit from him, then that would be problematic. Elalav ein tzrich dat. So therefore we see that can separate produce on someone else's behalf even without his knowledge. Okay. So therefore that answer doesn't work. So therefore we go back. L'olam misha balakri ala balakri. We go back to that case that we seemingly rejected. We said it must be where he separates truma from the produce of the owner of the pile for that same person. Okay, and in the situation what could be that situation? Because he said that doesn't work. But what are we talking about? Anama Rava, as Rava said in a different circumstance, which we're going to quote in a few minutes. Omer, kolar tzilitrom yavo v'yitrom. Person says out loud, listen, anyone who wants to come and separate truma can come and separate truma. So he's given ability for anyone to do it. And this person for whom he's forbidden benefits can come along and separate truma, because then says v'hakanami v'omer, he says that. All right, so that is the situation for it. So it's not that he is his specific designated agent, but he designates anyone as an agent. So therefore, even the person for whom he's forbidden for benefit from can come and separate the truma. All right. By Minei, Rabbi Yirmiyah, me Rabbi Yizera. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Rabbi Yizera, Hatureim Mishalo al shel chaveiro. If you separate your produce on behalf of someone, Tovatana shel mi. Now the question is, now we get on to another aspect of truma. There's a concept of you've got what's known as tovatana, literally the benefit. You've got the goodness of a benefit. What does that mean? It means that if I take a truma from something, I'm entitled to give it to the kohen that I want to give it to. Okay, if a kohen is my friend, I can go and distribute it to him, as opposed to allowing someone else who I don't know to come and take it. Okay, so if someone separates truma on behalf of someone else, the question is, who gets the benefits? Who's allowed to distribute it? Who gets the right to distribute it to whichever kohen he wants? Mi amrinan. On the one hand, we can say, Elav prayed Hayach, if it wasn't for the produce of this person, Mi Matakana Kriya Ahi, then if it wasn't for the person that separated the truma, the pile would still not be able to be used. Okay? And therefore it's the one that is separating the truma, even though it's not his. But he gets the benefit of deciding. He says, listen, I separated the truma with this person in mind, that specific coin in mind. Or Dilma, what do we say? My love, Kriya, who, if it wasn't for the actual pile that was there, i.e., it's all dependent on the owner of the pile, love, Havian, Pri, Peire, Dahadain, Truma, there wouldn't be any Truma there. And therefore, it's really the owner of the pile generates the. Generates the ability to separate truma, and therefore, as a result, therefore it's the owner. It really is the owner's right to do it. Okay, so it's a kind of similar question to we've been examining the whole daf. Really, whose benefit are we talking about? There's like the third example that we have. We said, separating. For the wife, the separated korban for the wife, exactly what situation that was in, with separating, the knowledge with the knowledge or not. Okay, so this is kind of the similar kind of example. All right, so who gets the tova tana? Amalei. So Rabbi Zaira says to answer that question, he says Amakra, et kol tuvat zarecha benatata. You should take all the produce and you should give it. In other words, means it must be it belongs to the person whose pile it is, because he has the obligation to separate truma, and therefore he has to go. He has got the right to give it to which kohen, whoever he wants, even though technically the separation of the truma was done by someone else. So again, so we eitve trom et trumatov. Rabbi Meir asks, challenges him, Rabbi Zaira, and says, listen, our Mishnah said, Tereim et trumatav ved masratav. He can separate. A person for whom he's forbidden to get benefit from can separate his truma and his masa as long as he knows about it. Okay, and he gives consent. Yamata tovatana debalakri. If you say the benefit is for the owner of the pile, haika mahanele. So therefore, if he what happens by the fact that a person to whom he's forbidden benefit from goes and separates it, but the owner has the right now to give that truma to whoever he wants. So he by him separating, he's allowed him to come and take the truma and give it to whoever he wants. So he's given him a benefit, and how can he do that if he's not allowed to give him any benefits? Ella shmamina, it must be tovatana delay. It must be that it was the owner, the person who actually separated the produce, he gets the benefit from there. So Amri, therefore, that's it. So he's, it must be the other thing. So Amri, law. So we say no, not necessarily. Why? Mishabalat kri, al shabalat kri. Again, it's the case we say where the owner separated his own. Where not the owner who does it, but it's the owner of the produce. The person that's separating the truma separates it from the owner of the produce's truma. And again, why is he not giving him benefits? Ladato, he's doing it for Sadato the Balakri, and with the knowledge of the Balakri. Omer, because when the person says, and this is the context in which Rav said, I would think that's it. But Omer, Kol Aratzeh Litrom. Yavor Beatrum. So he does it with the owner of the pile, and he says anyone who wants to come and separate Truma, you can come and separate Truma. So he's not designating it to the person directly, but still that is the way it is worked. Okay, so that's how in that situation it can work. So now, Tashma, let's try again. Let's see if we can answer it. The Amar Rabbi Abai, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abai says that Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamakdish Mosif Komesh, the person who consecrates an animal as an offering for someone else and then becomes blemished. It says he has to add on the actual 1/5. It actually is a quarter. It's a fifth from the outside. We add on 20. If the animal's worth 100, you add on 25. That's what we would say a quarter, because then it is a fifth of the whole amount. It's 25 over 125. Okay, so it's the person who consecrates the animal adds one fifth to the amount of if he redeems the animal that now gets blemished. Mikaper or say Tumura, and the person who is getting, if a person wants to do tumura on an animal, which is substituting an animal, that is on the person who's meant to take the animal to get atonement with it. He is talking, he gets the benefit over there, he can swap the animal. Hatzareim, okay, so that's, you know, those two examples weren't really what we're looking for, but the Brat continues. Hatzareim mishalo, al she'eino shalo. If you separate from yourself, on someone else's that is not yours, tovad na shelo. If you separate produce on behalf of someone else, you get the benefit of giving that to whichever kohen you want. Okay, and therefore that is the answer that Rabbi Abai in the name of Rabbi Yochanan says. So we learn out, we get an answer to this question. The tovatana goes in the one who separates it, because he separated it from his own pal. Alright, that is a good place to stop. We're going to quote the Mishnah tomorrow, where we talk about why can the person teach a person certain aspects of Torah, but Mikra he can't teach. Fascinating discussions all about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, etc. We will get to that tomorrow. Everyone should have a great day.